Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
102.5 The Bone wants to hear from you. Download the free Bone app and click on the open mic feature to give us any critical information you might have. Give a shout out to a first responder or health service worker. Or honestly, if you just want to hear your voice on the radio and say something stupid. It's a weird time and we're all in this together. Send us your thoughts on the Bone app and give us a heads up on where we can get some toilet paper. Thanks from 102.5 The Bone.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Yes, a segment that everybody loves so much called What the Hell News has been converted temporarily to What the Corona News because everything is coronavirus. We'll throw it around the room. We will start with the queen of cheese crackers, Anna Hummel.
Yeah. All right, this story is out of Massachusetts. Can't really blame this woman too much. She was going to Walmart. I guess the woman working there, the cashier, was getting a little class. And this woman said she's being accused of spraying a Massachusetts Walmart employee in the eyes with Lysol disinfectant.
Oh, yeah. You know why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After being told there was a limit on the number of cans of the cleaning agent she could buy. She was not happy with the one item per household rule and decided that, you know, this woman that's working at the Walmart can't stop her if she has Lysol in her eyeballs.
Wow.
So she sprayed her in the face. Can't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's frowned upon. I didn't find any cleaner today when I went shopping. I would like to get some more.
Because this woman stole them all.
Bitch. Dirty bitch. Will, you have something for me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, give it to me, Daddy.
A tiger at the NYC Bronx Zoo is positive for the coronavirus.
What?
Yeah.
I really thought this was a publicity stunt to come off
too.
The Tiger King thing.
Yes, same.
Not, though.
It is believed to be the first known infection in an animal in the U.S. or a tiger anywhere, federal officials and the zoo said on Sunday.
That's a really big pussy to have COVID-19.
Oh, so sick.
Huge
sick
pussy.
Ass pussy.
God.
4-year-old tiger and 6 other tigers and lions that have also fallen ill are believed to have been infected by a zoo employee. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the first animal started showing symptoms March 27th, and all are expected to recover, said the zoo, which has been closed to the public since March 16th.
See, I believe the tiger don't feel good, but
how do you know?
How do we believe the lion? Huh?
Come on.
Huh, guys?
Come on.
How do we believe the lion?
No.
Hey!
No.
Come yikes. On.
Uh-uh. Make it stop.
He's lion. Huh?
Nope.
Come on!
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right. I know I saw the CDC said if you don't feel well, stay away from your pets. Now that they know that cats can get COVID-19. I know we had a pussy problem out of Belgium last week. Same thing. So,
how do they know a tiger's sick? Like, is it just lethargic or something?
Yeah, they act
like really coughing and stuff.
Well, I know the banged up pussy in Belgium, what happened to that thing was it had diarrhea and it was very lethargic.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was coughing.
Why not? Like, it's an infection of the lungs.
I would love to see a tiger, you know, cross his legs there.
Yeah, come into that mic some more.
Tony, are you okay?
What are you saying that cats and dogs can't cough?
I don't think they cough.
Why not? They have lungs. They
like,
can cough.
They probably hack.
Yeah, so still same thing.
Okay.
If you have lungs, you can cough.
I don't know.
They sound a little different.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
Did you see my videos of Bogey snoring last night?
Yes.
My IG story. God, he snores loud as hell. He is fun.
What's his deal?
He's dying.
He has a deviated septum. He's a French bulldog.
Dying.
It's fun, though.
fat ass. Dude, you can't get... Have you found paper towels anywhere?
Why?
I just haven't been able to find them. I just looked on Amazon, and they don't have them on Amazon either.
You know what? We were going to buy some today, and we forgot to.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. I think we have some here in the break room.
I don't think so.
Go take them. There's some right here. Grab it.
Nope.
Come on, man.
Maybe.
You know what I did today? Actually, the last couple of days. Not happy about it. I wiped my butt with cheap toilet paper.
What's cheap? Like one ply? Single ply?
I think it's two ply.
Yikes.
But it's like the generic Costco brand, Kirkland's.
Sometimes that's nice.
No. I am a Charmin or Cottonelle guy. I like Cottonelle in my ass. It's like four ply, I think. I don't know. I like it to feel like feathers from an endangered species are just brushing the inside of my butt. I don't like it. I don't like what I'm wiping my ass with right now.
How many plies do you think you could put in your butt?
How many can I put in my butt?
Yeah, you said you like to put Charmin in your butt.
I don't know. As many as it takes. Ooh, you know what I did today, too? The worst.
What did you sit on?
The toilet. No. Poop story. And I know, I don't even have to ask this question. I know people have done this before. But can you agree this is not the worst? When you finish wiping after a big one, and then you go to get up, and your butt goes, we ain't done.
That's the worst.
You get like a...
Terrible.
Yeah, you get a spasm, and you go, oh, no, right? And it's that last wipe that kind of...
It triggers
the next wave, literally, the next wave. And you go, oh, man, I just wasted like a quarter roll of toilet paper for nothing. Nothing. Then you go again. It's like, ugh! It's like an aftershock. It's the worst. And then you don't want to trust it because you don't know if... Is there going to be a third aftershock?
Just sit there for a second.
I did. I played Words of Friends until my legs fell asleep. And then I didn't know. Maybe my butt's asleep.
Do you make noises?
What do you mean?
Like, are you like, oh!
Do I yell?
Yeah.
No.
I imagine that you do that.
Who yells?
You, I imagine.
You get one of those, like, you know, butt breaker turds. Sometimes you'd be like, oh!
Butt breaker?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It tears your butt.
Yeah.
Like, it's too wide.
You blow out your O-ring.
Yeah. I get those a few times a year.
Yeah.
Like Thanksgiving dinner ones. Oh, my God.
You tear your ass gasket.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, you got to go to AutoZone and get another one.
Yeah.
You have to have Eddie come over and put in a new ass gasket for you.
He would do it, too. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, you just sit on a hydraulic jack, and he jacks you up, puts in your ass gasket.
Oh, man, it'll jack you up, all right.
Yeah. He uses his special wrench.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As his mouth.
Yeah. You know what? With this What the Corona news, I would like to spin this to a very positive tone here. You know what I mean? I would like, this is great, great What the Corona news. And I know you guys are going to be very, very excited about it. Let's see. What do I want for this? I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. In light of everything that's happening in the world, something in the world happened today that we needed. Love. Yeah. Today, after 12 years of living together and 10 years of being primed and ready for sex, it finally happened for Lili and Ying Ying, two grown-ass Chinese panda bears that have been in captivity in Hong Kong finally got so bored during the quarantine that they made it happen. The zookeepers were overly excited because they know natural sex within these species have a higher rate of pregnancy than artificial insemination. Can't just grab it and throw it in there and hope a baby happens. You gotta put it in all natural. And the pictures I saw today, hell yeah. Honestly, it looked like two furries. It looked like two fat people in panda suits banging at a zoo. So I thought it was.
Way to be, yeah.
It really looked like my first wife and I on our first date.
Bring back good memories.
Zane's mom. And look, Zane's mom and I getting it on. It's very nice, though, right? For old Ling Ling and Ying Ying to get it. They are really saying because the park is empty because it's closed down for social distancing and a COVID-19 and a lockdown. They're saying maybe that's why they were able to do it because they didn't have the distraction of, like, kids hanging over the wall eating an ice cream cone and stuff.
Right, there's nothing to do.
So they're like, yeah, there ain't nothing to do around here, Yang Yang.
Get it on.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Lele, Yang Yang. Now, which, Lele is the boy, right?
I think, yes, I think Lele is the boy and Yang Yang is the girl.
How do you think it went down, Anna?
Not much to do.
Are you the boy or the girl?
I thought it was the girl.
Oh, fine.
Not much to do around here.
Oh, shut up, Peach. I'm eating bamboo.
I'm going to go dip in the water. Naked, like always.
Swear, bitch. I'm eating bamboo, and then I got to catch up on Ozarks.
And then I show, like, my my panda booty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then I... And then,
my pooty.
And then, yeah, you show your ying-ying ass, and then me as Lily, I go... Hey, have you been working out?
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking fine as a bitch.
Would you like to, you know?
No, I don't know. What are you doing? Why are you sticking your one paw toe into the other two? Oh. Okay.
It is crazy to me because I think that, like...
You want me to smack your furry ass?
Yeah.
Do you think that Lele was friend zoned like 10 years ago? She's like, no, no, never.
Yeah.
Even if you were the last panda on Earth, hell no.
And technically, now, he almost is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, there's really not much to do.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Well, there's no witnesses because there's nobody around, right?
Well, there are because there's pictures.
Right. But they didn't know. So she's like, man, there ain't nobody around. I can F this ugly A, right?
Yeah. It's like,
Everybody does an uggo once in a while, you know, takes one for the team.
That's crazy that they didn't want to naturally mate for 10 years. I think that's bizarre.
How could you even judge what a panda looks like? They're the exact same. All pandas are the exact same. It's like a koala bear. They don't have features. It's a koala bear. You don't go, wow.
I'm glad you didn't use a reference closer to us.
Polar bear?
I thought you were going to say Asian people, but...
No!
Oh, okay.
God! Anna! What are you doing?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I think that if you're not around a certain group of people, they might look all similar to you, right? Like, a lot of people say sometimes, oh, white people all look the same, you know, white skin, whatever. Straight hair, whatever, you know, whatever it is.
I don't feel that way.
So I feel like there are very distinct features among species. Obviously, they're choosy in terms of who they want to mate with. They don't just... mate indiscriminately. They're not all like bonobos. Bonobos are whores.
Got ya.
Slutty
panda bears.
Bitches.
They look exactly. I mean, they look exactly alike.
I've never seen one that I go, oh yeah, that's definitely Lele there.
Well, of course they can tell them apart. I'm sure they have a keen sense of smell. They probably have different markations.
Nah.
Okay. Yes.
Nah.
They're obviously different.
I don't think dogs care. I think dogs bang any dog.
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Yeah, man. They're all sluts. They're all horny.
I mean, maybe if they're, like, in heat and something like that, but... And it's also hard if you only have two, because typically they're group animals, so a lot of times females will mate with the dominant one, but if there's only one, then it's like there's really not much to choose from.
I remember when my neighbor's dog was me-tooing my dog in the yard when I was a kid, right? Mm. We had a female dog, and his dog kept hopping over the fence and trying to mount my dog, and my dad was like, hey! Get your dog off my dog. Like, what are you doing? And the guy goes, man, that's just what they do, man. It's natural. But you could tell my dog, the female, she didn't want any part of it. She was like, growling at him.
Weinstein.
Yeah, she was growling at this male dog. And the male dog's like, come on, girl, what are you doing? Right? And she's like, no, get away, bitch. No, swerve. And then my dad's like, get off. You know? And then the guy's like, man, it's going to happen when we're not around. You know what I mean? Because back then, dogs lived outside. Did you know that?
All of them?
Yeah, pretty much. It was very rare to see an inside dog in the early 80s. Like, They just all lived outside. They either chained to something.
When it got hot?
Yeah. Well, he had a doghouse, and they'd be in the shade. That's where the term doghouse came from. Like, man, he's in the doghouse. Yeah.
Man, panda bears are dumb.
They are.
They eat bamboo. Like, they eat a plant.
That's what they do. Yeah.
But that's so weird. How did that happen? They have to eat so much bamboo.
They're too dumb to
get the caloric intake.
Yeah.
Eat meat.
They're not
dumbass.
Yeah, each other.
It's just not
they got
part
teeth.
Of their diet.
They got teeth to tear. And
do they? I don't think they have canines. I think they have like flat teeth.
No, they don't. They got canines.
Flat teeth like people. Hey, they're just smiling. Ah.
Well, humans have a combination of both.
I got Visalign.
Look. That's why we're omnivores.
Oh,
see, they got those tearing teeth.
Yeah, look at that.
I mean, they rip into the plant. I don't
know. Look how ferocious that bitch looks.
Look at those canines. Yeah. Those things are ready
that
to chomp at some
fu.
Meat.
Oh, by the way,
but I feel like a bamboo is very fibrous. Maybe they have to bite through it.
It's not going to be easy. You have to marinate it and boil it or pressure cook it for a long time. Eddie texted me, Will, and said that if you want blue paper towels, you go to like Advanced Auto Parts and they sell them there.
Oh.
People aren't buying those up, and it's really the same thing. They're just blue.
Yeah, I just needed to clean stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. There you go. He also said that he has been putting in ass gaskets all the day long.
Ass
gaskets?
Yeah. Ass gaskets.
That's what's ups.
Yeah. You don't like ass gaskets?
I love them.
Okay, fine.
I use them all the time. On myself.
No, you don't.
I do. You don't know me. You don't know my life.
I do. You're a cat owner now, Anna.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I just live with one.
No. You have a cat.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you have a monogamous lesbian roommate, you're in a relationship, but you don't have sex, and you both own a cat together. Two cats.
Have you ever gotten drunk and made out with your roommate?
No.
No? Would you?
I don't think...
Rachel's attractive.
I know.
Hell yeah.
But I'm also, like, not gay.
Yeah, but, I mean, chicks are...
Have you ever made out with a dude when you drank too much? There you go.
Yeah, but that's not common for guys to make out with other guys. It is pretty common for girls to make out with other girls.
Yeah.
I don't live in Pornhub.
Get it, Tom.
Not Pornhub. Go to downtown St. Pete on Friday night.
Yeah, you idiot moron.
There's a bunch of chicks making out.
Yeah, but
out,
most roommates do not make out with each other. We'd have to come home and live together.
What about if the quarantine lasts another, 6 to 8 months? And I know you can be on a sex drought for a long time. It doesn't really bother you. You've been on one for years.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well,
but, like, Rachel can get it on. And what if she's all horny one night?
Yeah.
And she has a few...
Hey, wasn't she regularly banging some guy for a while?
Yeah,
is he still around? No.
No.
Oh, that explains the cats.
Yeah. She's got to have something in her life.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe if she catches me on the right night, and maybe I've had a few too many clothes, then maybe we can work something out.
Saying.
Yeah.
So you would?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I would consider it.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Would give her a receiver?
I thought we were just making out.
Oh.
Yeah, but what is that leads to?
That leads
else?
To,
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Bob's Body Carpet
chopping.
World.
Sorry, what?
Nothing.
Bob's Carpet World.
Yeah. You know,
blow
we have
gaskets.
Carpet in our house.
You got a munchies.
We have carpet in our apartment.
Do you?
Yeah.
God, how old is your apartment?
It's pretty long. It's brown.
Oh, is it thick?
Full of hair.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the carpets.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to eat that,
Oh, you'd have to vacuum it up first.
How hard would it be to munch that carpet?
It'd be pretty coarse, I'd say. Coarse. You know what I mean?
All right. Would you rather, eat off a hardwood floor, like something nice and smooth?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like...
Don't get a lot of carpet fibers in your teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hacking up hairballs?
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's good so Lord. Gross. I'd get a hairball like a cat.
Carpet was very popular in the 70s. A lot of people had shag carpets.
That's so
Dude,
gross.
My grandmother had carpet in her bathroom.
Oh, God.
That is this.
I've seen that.
Somebody had pubes?
I've seen that.
Purple carpet.
And in the kitchen. I've seen carpet in the kitchen, too. What are you doing?
Pubes in the kitchen?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, we were talking about extra carpet. What are you talking about?
Pubes.
Really?
Purple carpet.
Let's see what the Queen of England thinks about all this.
I want to thank those of you who are staying at home, thereby helping to protect the vulnerable and sparing many families the pain already felt by those who have lost loved ones. Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it. I hope in the years to come, everyone will be able to take pride in how they responded to this challenge. And those who come after us will say the Britons of this generation were as strong as any.
What about Ireland?
But the attributes of self-discipline, of quiet, good-humoured resolve, and of fellow feeling still characterise this country. The pride in who we are.
She's got a jacked up grill. She's got one tooth. It's all messed up. She's a queen.
Very, very British.
How old is she?
93.
Ah!
Wow.
She's been a monarch for like over 70 years.
Good God, man. Good.
She's an old bitch. You can actually hear the stick in her butt. Like.
Yeah. I guess she's still with it, right?
Like. Yeah, she's definitely still got her wits about her.
It'd be better, though, if she didn't. Like, she was just
she
like.
She ain't Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm the queen of England. I like the color brown. Scones are good. And they're like, just read the script. Oh, COVID.
Yeah, I like, see like a dementia-ridden queen.
Oh, hello, Bob? Bob? There's no Bob here.
Where's Prince Andrew? What is he up to?
Is he still banging children? Bob? Bob! Yeah, I don't like it when 93-year-olds know what they're doing. Has anybody checked on Betty White? Is she still alive?
I think she's not dead yet.
Yeah, she's still alive. She's still kicking.
No COVID?
She was quarantined herself at her nice home, and she's just being Betty.
There you go.
Kicking it.
I worry about Mel Brooks and some of the other national
Dick
treasures.
Dick Van Dyke? What a name.
Dick Van Dyke.
He's dead, isn't he?
No.
Yeah.
Really? He's dead?
Dick Van Dyke sounds like Ellen DeGeneres took a ride with the wrong person. Am I right? Come on now.
That's the name of Anna's apartment.
Yeah, idiot.
The Johnny B. Show. Every weeknight from 9 till midnight on 102.5 The Bone.